If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I think Bryan Adams is worrying about cutting back spending in the new year.
I think so.
Bryan Adams is just fine.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, it's the rest of us. Hey, Magic 106.7, David, Sue, and Kendra. All right, we've established, we've set the, you know, set the table here, I think, nicely. We all kind of overspent. A little or a lot, but some overspending occurred over getting ready for the holidays. Can we agree on that much?
Yeah. And always. It wasn't just on holiday gifts. Right. Like, I just bought too much of everything.
Mm-hmm. Including stuff for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And decorations and food and wine and, like, just everything.
I actually think the other stuff is what's more expensive to me, what adds up more than the gifts themselves.
Yeah.
What other stuff? Like,
it's like getting food if you're hosting or bringing side dishes and decorations, all the other side
hostess
stuff.
Gifts like wine, and then you might buy a new outfit because you're going to a Christmas
party. It's not
party.
Necessarily the gifts that are under the tree that cost the most. It's everything else around it.
Correct.
Is the problem.
How is that going to change in the new year? We're all of a mind now to be, all right, resolutions, we're going to do it better in 2025 than we did in 2024. Got those credit card bills staring you in the face. Mm-hmm. What is going to change in the new year? Mm-hmm. Thus was born the Morning Magic Cash Only Challenge. I think we can do this. I bet we could do it for a couple of days at least. I bet you could do it for longer than you think.
You think I could do this for a couple days?
No, I'm going to try to do it for as long as I can. I'm going to go to the ATM today. I'm going to take out some cash. Mm-hmm. And it's much more painful to hand over cold, hard cash.
Right.
And to, like, be going, okay, the bill's 20, 40.
Zap it with your phone or tap it with a credit card.
That's whole tapping thing is like, it feels like you just walk away.
But see, I just do that with my debit card, though. I don't do it with a credit card.
Well,
so
now
it is kind of
you're
going
to have to go back to the 90s when you'd have to go to the bank or the ATM machine or the debit, you know, and you'd have to get. So, all right, what are the rules? The cash only challenge. Okay. You can't use a debit card. You got to use cash only.
Cash.
Paper money. Which is an inconvenience.
Because it's a psychological thing. It's not just about its credit card. It's adding up. Yeah, debit's better because it's coming straight out. However, it's still easy to spend a lot more money with a
click or a tap.
Credit card.
I have a question. So how much am I taking out? Like when I go, like if I go to the ATM now, like what do I need?
That's what you have to budget. You have to try to figure out.
You've got to track your spending.
Yeah.
So if you know you're going to grocery shop, and you spend a lot, you've told us you spend $300-$400. You got to go get $300-$400. Because you know you either have to get that money now, or you're going to have to pay it at the end of the month when the credit card bill comes. Yeah. Or if you use your ATM card, your debit card, then it gets sucked right out of your account.
But it'll limit you. Like, say you have $250 in your wallet, and you have to go grocery shopping. Like, you have to stay at $250.
I am never going to be able to do it. I'm going to be at the ATM every day, all day.
You'll figure that part out, though. You know what's funny, Sue? Like, you and I are explaining this to Kendra. Like, Kendra's the problem here. I don't think Kendra's the problem, because you don't have a credit. You have
a credit card,
but you never use it. You use your debit card.
I use that. That's what I use.
We're more the part, yeah.
Sue and I are the ones who just buy
stuff.
You and
I are both.
Like, do you have
spenders.
More than one credit card? Do you have more than one? Oh. You do? Wow, that's brave.
Yes, I do.
Oh my God,
Kathy has like a whole separate card. She's got extra. She's got she's got a whole separate credit cards. A whole separate life that I don't even know about.
Yeah.
So
no, we have more than one. Yeah.
And the credit cards are the way that you.
That's how dangerous.
I have stuff on my phone. So now when I buy groceries, and I don't know when it changed, but at some point I stopped using my ATM, my debit card.
I use
for
my
groceries.
Phone too.
Now I use my phone, and it's a credit card, and I tell myself, well, I'm going to get points on this. So
right. I get like cash back. So I'm like, but I'm getting cash back.
Right.
Well,
but you're overspending because you're getting cash back.
I'm overspending.
Here are the rules. It's cash only. So you can't use a credit card or your phone to pay for anything. You have to get cash. Even if you're at the store, you have to go to the ATM in the front of the store.
Oh, God.
Get cash money and hand it to the cashier.
Pay the $3 fee.
Just go to your bank. Get, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant like the little ATM
store.
Try
to plan a little bit. Yeah.
Oh,
if your bank is in the... My bank happens to be in the...
Yeah, mine isn't.
Can we leave out... What about subscriptions and stuff that's automatically monthly? Like the new... We still get a newspaper. The Netflix... Can we leave that stuff alone for now?
We'll leave that stuff alone for now, but that's going to be another challenge.
Okay.
To get rid of
all
of we're on that boat right now.
Oh, my God.
Of the cancel train. Yeah.
So, no debit card, cash only. Even if it's something that you would... Even if it's like you're going to use your debit card to buy the groceries, Kendra, it just means you got to make a stop at the bank, hand over paper money.
It's a good thing I went grocery shopping yesterday before this challenge started.
I know. How much, we counted up. I have two fives and three ones in my wallet. I have $13 in cash in my wallet.
I have $10 in my wallet.
I have four ones.
So we're all going to run to the bank right after the show is over. So it starts right now.
Okay.
And if you use your card, you have to be honest and say...
And
you busted it.
Yeah, this is the honor system, but I think we'll all be honest. I'm not worried about that.
How long do you think it's going to go?
Kendra's going to be out by...
I have to go buy a dishwasher on my way home from work today. I don't have...
you got to go get cash!
You got to go get $600 for cash?
I don't think they'll take cash. I think you have to pay with a card.
All right, you can buy your dishwasher with a card. Because that's a major appliance. But after that... Cash only.
Yeah, and it has to be. Can you use an ATM card if they like some places? You noted the garden is cash only. Some places are cash only, but you can use an ATM card, a debit card.
You'll use your debit card.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Okay.
I picture Kendra going out first.
I'm out first.
I think I don't know. You and I will see. I think I might go out second. I'm not trying to pre-frame too much.
Yeah, no, I'm going to actually put some money in an envelope and just say, like, this is my money until this date, and I have to try to live within that amount of cash.
See, I think
I'm going to do it.
David normally would win this, but I think you're so competitive that you will do whatever you
have to
crush the two of us. That's what's going to happen.
She absolutely
it is.
Will.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, the clock starts now. 7:39. Good morning. It's Magic 106.7.